You will hear a telephone conversation between an employee of an airline company and a customer. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 6.
GB Airlines, this is Kyle speaking. How can I help?
Hi, my name is Matt Walsh. I'm calling on behalf of Mr. John Sparrow to claim expenses for a delay in his flight last week.
Good morning, Mr. Walsh. Thank you for calling. Could you please tell me the flight number and the date of departure?
The date of departure was the 24th of January, 2016. I'm afraid I don't have the flight number in front of me at the moment.
Okay, that's all right. One moment. Could you tell me, where was Mr. Sparrow departing from?
He was departing from Athens.
Is that Athens, Greece, or Athens, Georgia?
Athens, Greece.
Right. And what was the destination?
It was Heathrow, London.
Right. We've got two flights from Athens to London, Heathrow, on the 24th of January, 2016. Was it the 3:25 p.m. flight or the 9:45 p.m.?
It was the later one, 9:45.
Okay, so the flight number is GB1011.
Right, okay.
Okay, yes. I can see that Mr. Sparrow's flight was cancelled and he was booked on the next flight on the 25th of January at 3:25 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
According to our system, one of my colleagues spoke with Mr. Sparrow on the phone on the 24th to inform him of the cancellation and offered to book a hotel for him for the night, but Mr. Sparrow preferred to book one himself.
Yes, because he didn't want to stay near the airport, as the next flight was in the afternoon.
Yes, of course. Could you tell me which hotel he stayed at?
Yes, he stayed at the Hypnos Hotel.
Oh, could you spell that for me?
Of course. That's H-Y-P-N-O-S.
Right. Thank you for that. And could you please tell me how much the total cost was for the night?
Sure. It was €73.
Right. Do you have a copy of the receipt for that?
Yes, of course. Would you like me to send it to you?
Yes, please.
Can I email a picture of it to you?
Absolutely. The email address is refunds@gbairlines.co.uk.
Great. Thank you.
No problem. Were there any other expenses you wish to claim?
Actually, yes. There was also the taxi ride to the airport and the taxi ride back the next day.
Right. And what was the total cost?
The first taxi ride was €53 and the second one was 42, so 63, 73, 83. Yeah, so the total was €95. I'll send you the receipt for those as well.
Thank you. Are there any other expenses?
No, I think that's it.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 7 to 10.
Excellent. So if you could please send us the receipts for the hotel and the taxi rides, and after we receive them, it should take about 48 hours for the funds to reach Mr. Sparrow's account.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Actually, yes. There's one more thing. Mr. Sparrow complained about the meal during the flight. He said that it was a bit bland.
Right.
So he asked me if it was possible to switch to a different meal option for his upcoming flight to Kiev next week.
Right, of course. Just give me a minute, please. Right, I see that Mr. Sparrow had the light meal option for his flight to London, and you would like to change that. What would you like to change it to?
What are the other options?
We've got 12 different meal options. Would you like me to list all of them for you?
Well, Mr. Sparrow has told me that he would prefer something without meat. How many of these do not contain meat?
We've got three meal options without meat. We've got the vegetarian option, the vegan option, and the Asian vegetarian.
What's the difference?
There's a variety of different dishes served with each option. For example, next week, the vegetarian option will be a small spinach and feta cheese pie, a bread roll, a salad, and tropical fruit.
And the vegan option?
The vegan option doesn't include any dairy products, and it also doesn't include fowl, eggs, or honey. I'm afraid I don't have the specific menu for this week, but I can email it to you as soon as it becomes available.
Oh, could you do that? That would be great.
Yes, of course. I can email you a detailed description of all the meal options if you like.
Yes, please.
No problem. Please do not forget to call us back to change the meal option. You need to do that 48 hours before the departure time for international flights and 24 hours for domestic flights.
So 48 hours for this one then?
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Transatlantic flights require 48 hours. All flights within Europe require 24 hours. So in this case, you will need to call us 24 hours in advance. I apologize for that.
Okay, great.
So, could I please have your email address so I can send you the menus?
Certainly. It's matt.walsh@sparrowlimited.com.